Good morning, Tom. I'm sure you're dying to do this interview today. How are you?
It's a lot better talking after we win, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it is. Hey, we were just trying to speculate. On a scale of 1 to 10, how sore were you when you put your feet on the floor this morning?
Well, it's pretty typical bumps and bruises from football games, so nothing I haven't been used to in the past. I'd probably feel a lot better had we won.
Mm.
But, you know, that's just the way it goes. If you don't do the things that it takes to win, then in the NFL, it's just it's hard to win games. So you can't overcome the things that we did really in the third quarter and, you know, with no production in the fourth quarter. Just, you know, was, you know, you can't pay 30 minutes of, you know, 30 minutes of, you know, I would say, you know, good football and expect to win on the road.
I want to drill down a little further to something you said at the dais yesterday after the game. You said, simply stated, that our execution was terrible. Let's take it to the next level. You've had a few hours to think about this. How did the offensive execution go from 70 miles an hour in the first half to like 0 miles an hour in the second? Did they do some things at halftime that changed the dynamic, or did you just stop making plays? It's got to be more than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they made a couple of adjustments. You know, they got us a couple negative plays in the run game. Then we had a couple penalties, and then the turnover on the fumble on the strip sack. You know, and that just pumped a lot of air into them. You know, next thing you know, we have a 10-point lead, and then you know we go from that to giving really our defense a short field, which you know we never want to do. And you know they capitalized, they made it. The score was even at that point, and then you know we just couldn't do anything offensively to kind of turn the momentum back. And, you know, then they got ahead by 3 and then, you know, they got ahead more. And then we still weren't making the right plays. And the overall execution in the passing game wasn't what it needed to be. So, you know, it's just, it's a frustrating day because I think we're a better team than what we showed, but we certainly weren't that yesterday. And you're not going to win a lot of games in the NFL, you know, just the way that we played there in the second half.
You know, just 2 of 18, I think, Tom, and passes over 15 yards. And I think it was for like, you know, it was 30, 36 yards total for that. Is that inaccuracy on your part? Is that failure of the offensive line? Is it the failure of the wide receivers? Or is it, again, just sort of an all-of-the-above kind of situation?
Yeah, when we're open down the field, I got to hit them. I mean, I think that's how I look at it. So, you know, we got to make more plays down the field and to get some more chunks and to shorten the field a little bit. But, you know, certainly wasn't our best day passing the ball yesterday. And, you know, our execution and our efficiency was poor, you know, really over the course of the whole day. So, you know, it comes down to, you know, us being on the same page and our communication and our anticipation and, you know, all of us working harder to try to get the outcome to be better than what it was yesterday.
Why only one target for Edelman in the second half? It was that one where it appeared like he was open, you overthrew him. He was so good in the first half. I thought he was the best player maybe on the field. Was it they take him out of the game? Why was Edelman not a big focus in the second half?
I'll have to watch the film. I mean, it's certainly not trying to go away from him. I mean, it's just we're trying to pick a matchup, and, you know, you're right. I mean, he's got to – you know, he's a big part of what we do, so I got to find ways to get him the ball. So, you know, that's my fault for not being able to find him. And he's been so productive, and he's a great player for us. So I got to find ways to get him the ball.
That's a lot of throws downfield, Tom. 18 throws over 15 yards. And did they take away the short stuff, which is usually such a big part of your game plan?
You know, they played pretty well. You know, they got a good defense. They got a good front.
Right.
You know, they cover well. They got a good scheme. And, you know, we did some things where our execution was pretty good in the first half, which is why we moved the ball. We kept them off balance. We were executing well in the run game and the pass game. And in the second half, you know, we got behind on the down and distance, forced us to throw, and then those guys got a good rush, and they were really teeing off on us. So, you know, we got to find ways to not get in those long yardage situations where we become one-dimensional. You know, because when you come one-dimensional against a good pass rush, you know, those guys, you know, that's how they win a lot of games. So, you know, we're just, you know, just not the way that we needed to play that game. But, you know, it's on us players to do a better job. And we can't, when we have opportunities to hit open passes, we got to hit them. And you know, that's what it comes down to. There's nothing, you know, you can't draw up a magic play or, you know, so we're trying to do everything we can to make the plays that we need to make. And we just, the execution of what we're trying to do out there on the field, you know, we got to do a better job of it.
Tom, when they're bringing the kind of pressure they brought in the second half, that accumulated 4 sacks, 6 hits, 6 hurries, I believe, something like that, is it not incumbent upon you and Josh as the sort of the brain trust here of the offense to get the ball out of your hands a little more quickly, whether it was the jet sweep that worked pretty well with Edelman in the first half of the game, bubble screens, just quick 1-2-step drops and get the ball out? Why did we not see more of that?
Yeah, you know, for example, we did a little bit of that. And, you know, like, for example, the one I threw to Danny on our sideline where they called LaFell for a pass interference. Mm. You know, I mean, we're running a slant route, and the guy runs into LaFell, and they call us for PI. So, I mean, it's just things like that came up yesterday that, you know, I kind of shake my head at and say, God, you know, we're just running a simple pattern. They call us for a penalty. We're not trying to.
Right.
But that's just the way. You know, that's what, those are some of the things when it happens, we got to try to overcome them. But you're right, getting the ball out of our hands quickly and getting the ball to the guys who can actually do something with it is, you know, it's an important part of our game plan. And like I said, when we did it yesterday early, you know, we did a better job. You know, as the game went on, we got to sustain it for 60 minutes. And if we're going to be a good football team, we got to do it on a consistent basis. And you know, all of us have to be more dependable and consistent for one another. And, you know, it's about learning from our mistakes and then trying to get better and improve because, you know, no one feels sorry for this team. I mean, there's nobody that can do anything about it except the guys, you know, that are going to be down in Foxborough Stadium today. You know, we got to do a lot better job than what we did yesterday.
Tom, can you explain specifically how all that kind of pressure that's brought to bear changes the passing dynamic of what you're trying to do, even when you're not actually hit? I assume it accelerates the thought process, accelerates the progressions, and gives you less time in your mind whether you're hit or not. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, I've played long enough that it's you know, it's one of those things that, look, if you feel the pressure and you don't want to take sacks, you got to get rid of
it. Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's other opportunities where, look, I got plenty of time to throw and I got to find the open guy and I can't just rush it because, you know, I got rushed on the play before. So that's where discipline and situational awareness really comes in for the quarterback. And, you know, I got to do a better job of that. There were definitely times yesterday where I had more opportunities to take time to really scan the field and find the open player, and I didn't do that. So, you know, those are the things I got to get better at. You know, I got to get better at a lot of things. And, you know, if our team's going to be a good team, then they need me to play, you know, as well as I possibly can. And, you know, I can certainly play a lot better than the way I played yesterday.
You know, when you guys lose like this, it's a surprise around here. It doesn't happen a lot. And then you get people starting to look for reasons why. And then both the papers this morning, we've seen it here, listened to it this morning. A lot of people are speculating that if Mankins were around, maybe it's different yesterday. Did you get the sense that the offensive line missed Mankins greatly yesterday that somehow led to the struggles that they had?
Either physically or emotionally, either from way. An attitude standpoint, yeah.
You know, look, we played a decent first half of football. I mean, we scored 20 points, you right. know, overcame some real long yardage situations in the first half. I mean, it's not that we're not capable of doing it. It's just we got to do it more consistently. And you know, it wasn't like we scored 0 points. We scored 20 points in the first half, which is pretty good. And, you know, our defense was getting turnovers, and then all of a sudden, you know, we start making bad plays in the second half, and that's not based on one player. That's really a collective, you know, all 11 guys on the field really played into that. And, you know, the guy strip sacks me. I mean, I can't let that happen. I mean, that's just, it doesn't matter if he's completely free to the quarterback. You know, I got to do a better job protecting the football. And, you know, plays like that that I can do a better job of, you know, that's my issue. That's not anybody's issue but my issue. So, you know, those are the things that I got to do a better job of. And like I said, scanning the field, finding the open players, getting the ball to our playmakers. When we get opportunities in the pass game, we got to hit them. And you look, then the outcome could have been different. But you know that. You know, I think we're much better than you know the way that we played yesterday. But like I said, we got to go out there and prove it. And you know, we got a lot of opportunities left. I mean, this isn't the last game of the year, but this is something that we got to learn from and you know to see what kind of mental toughness we have and dig deep and get back to work and see if we can make the improvements that we need to make and. You know, go out there and try to win again on the road this week.
Hey, Tom, how did Gronk look to you? A little rusty, a little tentative, perhaps?
Well, you know, he's a great player for us. He's one of our most dependable players. So, the more I can get him the ball, the better it is for our team. And, you know, he's overcome a lot in the last couple of years with injuries. It's good to have him back out there. And like everybody, you know, we're all trying to do things better. Nobody's really in midseason form at this point. So, you know, we all got to, you know, really hunker down and try to get back to work and get back on the practice field and communicate better and go out and make plays that we're capable of. So, you know, that's just not Gronk. That's everybody. So, it's good for him to be out there with us. He, you know, made a great play on the touchdown, and, you know, we're going to need a lot more of those.
All right, we wrap it up, as we always do, with the quarterback question of the week brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. And this is a rare two-part quarterback question of the week. Number one, how much longer does the beard last, and whose call is it? And if you're going to smack Gronk in the helmet, should you not use your left hand?
Well, the beard's gone.
Oh, it is?
I was really pissed off this morning. So
we're making news.
Yeah. After loss, you got to get rid of the beard.
That's right.
Mom and the kids happy about that?
She's very happy. It's gone.
Yeah. The kids didn't mind it?
Kids didn't mind.
Okay. So that's gone. And if you're going to slap them, shouldn't you be the left hand?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking straight at that point. So
what were you saying to him, by the way?
I don't know. It was pretty emotional. So, you know, it's an emotional game, and, you know, it's all about, you know, energy and momentum and, you know, being, you know, enthusiastic and we had some great rhythm there in the first half, and we just got to figure out a way how to carry that over the second half. And we're going to continue to try to make improvements in September and October and November and December, you know, and that's what football is. It's not a game of perfect. It's about, you know, minimizing your mistakes and capitalizing on opportunities. And, you know, we didn't really capitalize on the opportunities, and we didn't really minimize our mistakes, and that leads to losses in the NFL. And, you know, it's a good lesson for us to learn. Hopefully it motivates us to go out there and practice better this week so we can have a much better performance next week.
You know, this is the first time you've been in last place, like, in your whole life.
It's early. We got a lot of football to go. So, we, the season's not over. You know, I know it's, you know, a small sample size with all these problems and so forth. But, you know, we're gonna try to figure this out and get back to work and do a lot better job next week.
All right. Much work to be done. We'll talk to you next Monday, Tom. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.